Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Wheat producers through the Oklahoma Wheat Commission actively support the wheat breeding efforts of the Wheat Improvement Team at Oklahoma State University and wheat breeder Dr. Brett Carver. Dr. Carver has a vision of helping wheat producers succeed not just as grain producers, but also as food crop producers.
Exactly. Yeah, this is the prize food of human civilization. It's what got us started. And that's the way we need to approach it from a plant breeding standpoint. Let's not just think about yield, test weight, and protein. We'll do that. But let's be a little bit more sophisticated and give this food crop the attention it deserves and bring out the best qualities of it. I mean, there's a lot of good qualities in the wheat germ. You get bioactive compounds that help us in our health and nutrition. There's things in the bran. Those are kind of that's the frontier where I think we are approaching, if not in, to address conventional wheat breeding.
Learn more about how the Oklahoma Wheat Commission is working hard for the Oklahoma wheat producer at okwheat.org.
Well, cattle sellers got their wish of higher cash on Friday, but that did not come without a fight. Overall, cash trade was light, but a good $3 higher. However, packers were not going to give in easily, turning to the cow market aggressively to make up some of the difference in fed cattle numbers. The pattern is not likely to repeat itself this week. Packers may need to come to the terms with higher cash earlier this week to obtain a desired number of cattle. Feedlots will be resolved to hold for nothing less than Friday's higher prices. Box beef prices continue to increase from strong demand. Now, hog futures holding well on Friday might be an indication that dips will be buying opportunities. This idea is supported by higher cash and stronger cutouts. Export sales for the week ending January 21st at 52,800 tons, the highest weekly amount since Christmas Eve. China continues to purchase significant volumes of pork as well, while traders are keeping their ears open in reference to the talk of African swine fever in China. On the grains, after a higher open Sunday night, wheat futures have relinquished gains to see most contracts drift into negative territory. March futures and all classes of wheat have consolidated patterns in place with no clear bias on whether the next leg will be up or down. It's worth noting that the potential head and shoulders top developing in March Chicago wheat, with current prices appearing to round the right shoulder. The neckline is present between 630 and 635 and would have a downside projection of 570 to 580 if confirmed. Solid buying in corn futures overnight, picking up where things left off Friday and notching another round of new contract highs in the process. The main feature in the corn market continues to be the historic purchases by China and the market's fixation on how much more they'll buy. And gains in soybeans and meal overnight, while soybean oil post losses, although even the contracts in positive territory are well off the highs of the session. We're going to check all the futures in just a moment.
It starts at home or work, even in your car. Wherever you are, whoever you are, physical activity is essential to a healthy life. So let's start moving, walking, kicking, riding, running, and raising the roof. Do chair dips while you watch TV, calf raises at work, shoulder rolls at a red light, move a little or a lot. Just move for 30 minutes every day or get 60 with your kids. Let's start moving today. Get activity ideas at shapeyourfutureok.com, a program of TSET.
February live cattle down 95 cents, 115.05. April's down 85, 121.85. March feeder cattle down 207, 137.72. April's down 192 at 140.75. February hogs down 15, 69.80. April up 27 cents, 76.65. Kansas City wheat, March up 12 cents, 638. May's up 12 cents, 641.5. Chicago wheat, March up 16 cents, 663. May's up 15 cents, 662.5. March corn's up 12.5, 540. May is up 11 and a quarter at 547 and a half. March soybeans up 16 and three quarters at 1370. And the May's up 15 and a half, 1367. That's a pre-opening look at your agricultural markets. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.